With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Chief Justice of the United States expressing caution about the use of artificial intelligence in the federal courts. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In his year-end report, Chief Justice John Roberts urged caution and humility as the evolving technology transforms how judges and lawyers go about their work. He said AI represents a mixed blessing for the legal field. Roberts predicted that human judges will be around for a while, but also that judicial work, particularly at the trial level, will be significantly affected by AI. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Very controversial move on the West Coast. A brand new law in California. It provides free health care to all low-income immigrants living in the state illegally. More than 700,000 immigrants gaining access to the health care officially as of today through the state's Medicaid program known as Medi-Cal. Also at srnnews.com, world's second largest economy entering the new year, struggling to recover in the wake of the COVID pandemic.
A survey of factory managers in China shows manufacturing contracted in December, the latest sign the Chinese economy remains sluggish. The official Purchasing Managers Index fell to 49 last month, in what officials view as evidence of weak demand. It was the third straight month of contraction. The PMI is on a 100-point scale, where 50 is the cutoff between expansion and contraction. The index has fallen in 8 of the past 9 months. Rich Thomason reporting.
One of the finest long-distance runners in the world has been murdered in Kenya. Police say two men arrested in connection with the killing of Ugandan Olympic runner Benjamin Kiplajah, who was found fatally stabbed in a car New Year's Eve. This is SRN News. A United Nations official very concerned about transgenderism in the U.S.
Reem Al-Salam is a U.N. expert on violence against women and girls, and she says efforts by the Biden administration to allow males to compete against females under Title IX civil rights law is dangerous. She says the U.S. would be in violation of its international human rights obligations, adding, quote, "The proposed Title IX rules change would have detrimental effects on the participation of biological women and girls in all sports." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians all across the country remembering American Family Association founder Don Wildman, who passed away last week at the age of 85. Wildman started the AFA, first known as the National Federation for Decency, in 1977. That after working as a pastor in the United Methodist Church. His son now heads the organization. This is SRN News.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. It's a new year, and New York's minimum wage workers have more than just the new year to celebrate. A pay bump kicked in as the clock ticked over to 2024, and the first of a series of annual increases slated for the Empire State. The minimum wage increased to $16 in New York City and some of its suburbs up from $15. In the rest of the state, the new minimum wage is $15 up from $14.20. New York is one of 22 states getting minimum wage increases in the new year. In California, the minimum wage increased to $16. That's up from $15.50. On Wall Street, the three major indexes ended 2023 with record gains. Wall Street closed on this New Year's Day. Trading resumes on Tuesday.
More details at srnnews.com.